not handsome enough to tempt me. You'd better return to your partner and enjoy her smiles. You're wasting your time with me.
Count your blessings, Lizzie. If he liked you, you'd have to talk to him.
Precisely. As it is, I wouldn't dance with him for all of Derbyshire, let alone the miserable half.
She's not more handsome.
Mama?
No, but Lizzie would never admit that she's plain. Of course, it's my Jane who is considered the beauty of the county.
Mama,
when she was only 15, there was a gentleman so much in love with her that I was sure he would make her an offer. However, he did write her some very pretty verses.
And that put pay to it. I wonder who first discovered the power of poetry in driving away love.
I thought the poetry was the food of love.
Of a fine, stout love, it may. But if it is only a vague inclination, I'm convinced one poor sonnet will kill it stone dead.
So what do you recommend to encourage affection?
Dancing. Even if one's partner is barely tolerable.
Mr. Bingley is just what a young man ought to be. Sensible, good humoured.
Handsome, conveniently rich.
You know perfectly well I do not believe marriage should be driven by thought of money. Only the deepest love will persuade me into matrimony, which is why I will end up an old maid. Do you really believe he liked me, Lizzie?
Jane, he danced with you most of the night and stared at you for the rest of it.
But I give you leave to like him. You've liked many a stupider person. Now, you're a great deal too apt to like people in general, you know. All the world is good and agreeable in your eyes. Not his friend. Oh, I still can't believe what he said about you.
Mr. Darcy. I can more easily forgive his vanity had he not wounded mine. But no matter, I doubt we shall ever speak again. Oh, Lord.
With Miss Lucas.
Oh, there, dear.
Oh, poor thing. It is a shame she's not more handsome. There's a spinster in the making and no mistake. The fourth with a Miss King of little standing, and the fifth again with Jane.
If he'd had any compassion for me, he would have sprained his ankle in the first set.
Oh, Mr. Pennant, the way you carry on, anyone would think our girls look forward to a grand inheritance. When you die, Mr. Bennet, which may in fact be very soon, our girls will be left without a roof over their head, nor a penny to their name.
Oh, Mama, please, it's 10 in the morning.
A letter addressed to Miss Bennet, ma'am, from Netherfield Hall.
Praise the Lord. We are saved.
Make haste. Oh, happy day.